So here we are.
Yes.
Number one Musky Thinkers podcast.
It's got a ring to it.
It does have a ring to it.
It all came out of Peaky Blinders, of course. That kind of play with words.
Oh yeah, the old Peaky Blinders, yes. So I guess we'd better introduce ourselves.
Yes.
Jez, why don't you start?
Great, well, I'm Jeremy Webb, and with a name like that, I think it'd be no surprise that I've been kind of immersed in the internet and computing all my life, really. I've been self-employed for a long time, and have built e-commerce sites and marketed them, and done search engine optimization, this sort of thing. I've taken some companies from zero online revenue to over £1 million of online turnover. And once I got bored with that, I moved into cybersecurity. So now I work for a bank.
You work for the man?
Work for the man.
Yes.
That's protecting your money.
I'm not with them.
No, sorry, your debt.
You're my debt, you're protecting my debt. Yeah, and I'm Andrew Johnson. I'm in a very different business. I'm in the therapeutic business. I'm a therapist, have been for a number of years, but my love of tech has moved me into the app business with my recordings. And Jez and I have been, how long has it been since we've been sort of working together?
A long time.
Maybe 15 years?
I would say 15 is the number.
Yeah, around about 15 years. And Jez helped me move from, not cassettes, but moved from CDs into the sort of MP3 market. Introduced me to search engine optimization, and we've been firm friends ever since, with a great love of tech and also red wine.
Perfect, yes. Which I guess would be a good way to segue into our first idea for a feature, which is what's in the glass.
Jez, tell me.
What? That's almost seamless.
It is almost seamless. What is in today's glass?
Well, this is a red wine called the Velvet Devil, and it's a Merlot from Washington State. And so far, so good. Let me introduce a little bit of thinking behind the red wine. It's going to be red we're drinking.
I think it has to be red.
Yeah, all the time. So basically, we've got a simple principle of anything that's £16 or over.
$22 maybe?
Yeah, okay. 16 or over, it does have to be 16 on the nose.
No, £15.99 would do.
Okay, but 17?
17's good.
Okay, yeah. Right, yeah. So anything £16 and above, and I have to say this is a great wine, punching above its weight. Fruity on the start, and as we were saying, eminently gluggable.
Eminently gluggable, which we also discussed would be a great name for a wine.
Yeah.
We'll buy the .com if you don't have it already.
We'll put a link to it and a picture of it maybe on the notes.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons we're starting off with a discussion of why we're having a glass of red wine, well, firstly, it's to save embarrassment as there's slurps and clinks and bashes as we put the glasses down and as we top up our glasses. But also we're taking our lead from Tim Ferriss, who does tend to do a lot of his podcasts a little tiddly. Can I say that?
Yeah, I think you can say that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we call this podcast Musky Thinkers, as mentioned at the start. Jez, why don't you tell the story of why we've come up with that name?
Well, the name just came out of another couple of glasses of wine and playing around with words, but the principle behind it, I guess, is a great admiration and interest in people that think big and act bigger.
Yes.
So the obvious manifestation of that at the moment is Elon Musk, and behind PayPal, and comically referred to as the modern day Iron Man, or the real incarnation of Iron Man. But also behind SpaceX, behind the Tesla cars, now the Tesla Semi, etc., etc., and changing lots of ideas and markets. You know, if he has a problem like congestion on the motorways, he thinks of boring under the road and setting up a company called the Boring Company.
Yeah, genius.
Absolutely. So, Musky Thinkers, inspired by Elon Musk, Musky thinking we like to think of as just thinking bigger and acting on those thoughts.
Yep. And it's not just Elon Musk. There are many people out there. especially in the digital world we live in today, that see an issue, see a problem, and then do something about it, and aren't really restricted by sort of the thinking of a decade ago or two decades ago. And this is what we want to discuss.
Or even yesterday.
Or even yesterday.
And, you know, although Muskie is the... and Musk is our kind of obvious example of this, I think it should definitely not be limited to people with big ideas or big visions. You know, somebody around the corner could be starting a social enterprise tomorrow that would be equally groundbreaking, equally amazing. It doesn't have to be about big money, big numbers.
No,
it's just people that think differently.
Absolutely and positively.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be called Trumpy thinker.
Exactly.
And we don't want... Muskie thinkers.
Muskie not trumping.
Muskie not trumping. Although there is a... Yes. Let's not... Let's not go down. Sorry, folks. Right. I think we need to cut this out. Right, gather yourself. Swallow the wine. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, podcast audience, we have only had half a glass of wine at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, that just took me by surprise, that one.
Yeah, as they do often.
Right. Yeah.
So, apologies about that. We went off on a tangent there. But, of course, Jez and I have met for so many times over so many years, had a bottle of red wine as we discussed our own issues with tech, and we always referred to a bottle of red wine as a bottle of creativity, because we would be halfway down it at lunch or dinner, and we would suddenly have these... what we thought of at the time were magnificent thoughts.
And some of them turned into be crackers, actually.
Turned out to be brilliant.
Yeah, we did that little product launch, which was quite successful, and the little sales kept pinging in all day while we drank red wine in a bar.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've come up with some very, very interesting ideas, some of which didn't last until the daybreak the next day, but... there have been some great ideas.
Fantastic.
So you're looking at the agenda at the moment that you took. You made notes on last night.
Yes, I am indeed. And actually, also I was thinking of trying to, if I could encapsulate Muskie thinking in a sentence. I was thinking about this yesterday. As I said, it would be something like Muskie Thinkers is an open source network, and by that we mean. It's not about us pushing ideas one direction. It's about taking ideas from other people, building on them, and having the whole thing a very collaborative exercise. So an open source network, passionate about inspiring big ideas and action.
Yes.
Simple as that. So that's Muskie thinking.
That is Muskie thinking.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the perfect thing to do.
Good. Okay.
So over the next, I don't know, we haven't... You see, one of the things we want to do with this podcast is we want to leave it really transparent. Here we are on day one, drinking a little glass of the Velvet Devil.
It's a cracker.
It is a cracker. And wondering where this podcast will go. We haven't... we've bought our domain and we're starting to build a little bit of social media, but we really don't know. We don't have any listeners at the moment. You, dear listener, could be the first person and perhaps the only person that's listening to this.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. And so... we want to be able to talk as we go on with this, whether it's weekly or fortnightly. We want to be able to talk about the trials and tribulations of putting a podcast out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, building the platform, garnering comments and feedback from audience, and promoting the podcast. It's going to be an interesting journey because I haven't much exposure to the audio world, really.
No, and I have to say, I don't have much. I've got a great experience with the sort of social media world, as I've built it around the people who have reached out to me, having listened to my recordings. But in actual fact, this is a brave new world, I think, for both of us.
Yeah,
and I think we both want to be completely transparent with this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking of actually talking about the mechanism as we do it, layer by layer. So, for instance, earlier on, before we started this podcast, you were talking about building the website on WordPress.
Yeah, it's the obvious choice. So obviously the audio is going to go into podcast sites like Stitcher and iTunes and this sort of thing, but...
With the fire brigade going past?
Yeah, it's not a, yeah. Fire brigade, not the police, that's
yes,
okay.
Yeah, that's
we
okay.
can continue.
Yes. Do you think we'd get arrested for bad podcasting?
Quite possibly. Yeah. The podcast police. Yeah, yeah, you're next.
Aye. Yeah. Podcast.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, yeah, a bit of digital real estate that we both understand, you know, where we can post the podcast, we can garner comments, and also we put show notes, pictures, and all that other good stuff. So having had 20-something years of making websites, I don't really want to maintain and update another one. So WordPress.com is the obvious choice.
Yeah.
It'll do all the behind-the-scenes stuff for us. But also, WordPress.com is a very mature platform now in terms of the marketing and social engagement tools. So that's going to be really useful for us going forward. They have this thing called Jetpack, which allows social sign-on and all this sort of thing to make it really easy for people to contribute and to join us on the journey.
And you were saying that it can be hosted primarily on the web, the actual WordPress servers.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, something I didn't know. Well, I knew that it existed, but there's a big advantage to that.
There is lots of advantages in terms of when we've got a million followers,
yep.
We've got no bandwidth problems and such like,
yeah.
No problems with servers getting overwhelmed, and no problems with backups, no problem with security patching, all these things that if you're a small website owner, you'll be unfortunately all too familiar with.
Yes, yes, because we've heard of many occasions of someone with a relatively small e-commerce site, and they get what we would call the Oprah moment, a big influencer talking about their products. And I've seen it actually in a couple of events in Dragon's Den, where people have had an existing website, they've gone and pitched a product on Dragon's Den, which is, for our American listeners, if there are any at this moment.
Yeah. Shark Tank.
Shark Tank, yeah. So people will pitch it on Dragon's Den, and after the show, they get a flood of people going to the website, and it's overwhelmed.
Yep.
And the biggest number of eyeballs they've had on that site, unfortunately, crashes the site.
It's heartbreaking. I had it happen to me with I was Amazon App of the Day when my app was pulling information from a server, and Amazon App of the Day killed my server.
Whew.
Yeah. So I know that pain only too well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it can happen. So we need to make sure that when we do, in a couple of weeks, obviously reach our millionth subscriber. A couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
You've got hey, listen, musky thinking. Musky thinking. We've got to be able to withstand the barrage.
Mm. Wow.
Whatever it is. We've got to withstand that
tidal
wave of traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what other subjects are we going to talk about as the... You've gotten some notes there.
I've got a couple of thoughts, additional thoughts. Maybe having a feature called Musky or Dusty.
Right.
Which is where we kind of look at an idea and, you know, evaluate it, like...
with our groundbreaking knowledge.
Well, you know, a thing that just popped into my head would be looking at ICOs, initial coin offerings,
right.
And looking at all that blockchain stuff.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who's very deep into the sort of blockchain stuff, and he's doing some really interesting work down in Malvern, where there's this cybersecurity cluster and loads of really clever people. So he's a possible, you know, potential person we can talk to later, further down the line.
Certainly the buzzword of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's musky, not dusty.
Right.
But, you know, we could look at other things. Some of the aspects of blockchain and some of the things that people are talking about possibly are dusty and to be avoided. What do you think of that one as an idea for a feature?
I think that's really good. I know nothing about it, which means it would be very interesting to hear about it. And especially for, like myself, there are probably a huge percentage of people who would like to know more about it, but simply don't.
Well, I woke up this morning to the news that Bitcoin has reached $10,000 in value, a Bitcoin. You know, that's increased from 5,000 a couple of weeks ago.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it was much, much less than that, you know, a few months ago.
So, yeah.
I mean, they're getting more difficult to mine, and you know, it's really an investment strategy, but it's whether that bubble's going to burst now. But I digress. That's a topic for the future.
It is a topic for the future. So let's start off perhaps explaining what we're doing right at this moment. So we've got a relatively simplistic setup. We are recording this on a Rode Podcaster microphone.
Which is quite a thing to behold, I have
it
to
really
say.
Is.
It's really quite special. Again, maybe we'll put a link in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Because it is quite remarkable. I mean, it's in this great big stand with lots of bungee cords allowing it to float in midair. And I guess that's, you know, isolating from vibrations and all this sort of thing. But the actual thing itself is a fair old size. It's like a stick blender or something in size.
It is, yeah.
And
actually, I've been using this for about a year and a half to do my app recordings, I've only just noticed it's made in Australia.
Oh, well, there you
go. So that's the first time I've actually noticed
there
that.
You go.
So
and
it's an Australian product.
Right, cracking sound.
It is fantastic. And the Rode Podcaster is directly into the USB connector in my trusty old MacBook Air. And it's getting recorded on Audacity. And believe it or not, Audacity is one of the best little bits of software out there if you're doing audio recording and editing. It's actually free of charge. It is quite stunning.
Yeah.
So that is the setup. We've got a couple of little backboards here that deaden the sound a little, take a little bit of the hiss out of it, but
there is definitely some ambient noise.
There is some ambient noise.
We've had the fire engines and a little bit of echo in here, but it's okay.
But we've discussed this over the last 2 weeks when we've been talking about doing a podcast. We have discussed, not at length, but we did decide quite quickly that we needed to be relatively free with when we recorded the podcasts, and we needed to have a system that we could just set up in 30 seconds to a minute and strike when the iron was hot.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we think of a subject, we get together, we buy a bottle of wine, and we talk about that subject, and hopefully as the weeks and months go on, we'll get some interesting guests on, and also take our lead from you, our subscriber.
Yeah, absolutely. So having recorded this, we'll spin up the website, and really it's all about that open source nature of this network, really. We want your input. We want to talk to you if you've got some musky thinking going on. Get in touch via muskythinkers.com.
Absolutely. Now, what else should we ask people to do just as on this first podcast? Are we going to put this out, for example? We will need to put it out on iTunes, won't we?
Yes.
And all the sort of top podcast delivery apps.
Yep.
And we would love you, if you like this, just to subscribe.
Yep.
We would love that. So I guess, are we coming to the end? That's nearly 20 minutes.
I would say so, yeah. It's a little introduction as to the concept and how we're going to go about it.
Yeah, so that's 20 minutes recording. Once we've edited out the swear words and the laughing, we'll be down to about a minute and a half.
You edit out the bit where the wine nearly came out of my nose?
Yes, let's do that.
Thank you.
Although that was really funny.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, fellow musky thinkers, fellow enjoyers of a bottle of the vino.
Creativity.
A bottle of creativity. Thanks so much for listening. Get in touch and let us know what you think. And we'll be back real soon with episode 2.